What do you say to patients about the side effects and toxicities of bevacizumab?
I tell them that the side effects are different than chemotherapy side effects, so that they need to differentiate in their mind that it's, although it's a drug we give intravenously, it's not the same as cytotoxic chemotherapy. I tell them that the side effects include predominantly high blood pressure, proteinuria, which is generally not a problem. I tell them they may have either a tendency for bleeding or clotting, either one, and that we need to keep an eye on that. And I tell them that rarely there have been these cases of bowel perforation.
How do patients feel, in your experience, when they're receiving bevacizumab?
Well, I would have to say I don't have that much experience with bevacizumab. I would say it is generally a well-tolerated drug.
Any specific side effects? Do the patients know?
Well, some patients will have headache, which generally can be controlled with analgesia. So I think in terms of subjective toxicity, probably headache is the main thing that patients complain about. And then we have to monitor their blood pressure. I think that's the main thing that I've noticed.
Where do you see the use of bevacizumab in breast cancer heading in the future?
I think there will be expanding use in the metastatic setting. An issue is whether it is useful in the second-line setting, so studies to look at that will be underway. There will be studies looking at it with various agents in frontline setting. There are studies underway looking at it in conjunction with trastuzumab, in conjunction with hormonal therapy. And, of course, the next step will be into the adjuvant setting, and those trials are being planned.